We wrap the first hour of Sports Talk, look back at the weekend that was. It's something magnificent that we call Light 'em Up.
Again, Butter, Steph Curry, his 11th three of the night.
Kobe on a spin.
Yes! What a display! They can't believe it courtside, neither could we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree.
Well, thanks, Mike Tirico. Always appreciate it. Time for Light 'em Up. It's the best of the best from the weekend, maybe the past month, the past week. Who knows? It's kind of up to us to tell you about who's been lighting it up. Steve, you go first. Who you got?
All right. I'm going to start with the NBA. Zach LaVine and the Chicago Bulls on Saturday were lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy, Scott, because it's lit!
So it was Chicago at Charlotte. Probably not a ton of folks outside of diehard Chicagoans or charlatans paying attention, but down 5 points with 8 seconds left. Well, let's let the Bulls radio network pick it up from here.
They got a steal.
They got it right back. The Bulls with another chance. LaVine.
Oh, stop it.
No.
Stop it.
Zach.
Stop it, Zach LaVine. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me?
The improbable.
So they hit a three, made a steal, and like Reggie Miller versus the Knicks in 95, a run behind the line three to win it with 0.8 seconds to go. Unbelievable. By the way, LaVine, 49 points, 13 of 17 from downtown. Didn't have more than four threes in a game all year. Man, I'll tell you what, Zach LaVine and the Bulls, for a moment, lit.
It's lit!
I'm going with Johnny Johnson III. Johnny Yams was lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy, Scott, because it's lit!
Yeah, the Oregon game didn't end many of us wanted to, but it was an amazing game for Johnny Yams that he had. The kid from Chandler, Arizona, couldn't get enough tickets for all of his friends and family that were coming to watch him play. Had a career night. JJ3, 10 receptions on 15 targets, 207 yards and 2 touchdowns. He was in the Pro Football Focus's team of the week, an offensive grade over 93, which is pretty improbable. He was just a monster all around. It was exactly the kind of performance the Duck needed from a number two wide receiving option with Jalen Redd and Micah Pittman out. And it was just great that he was able to do it close to home. And a couple more games left in the season, JJ3 has already doubled his career total in receptions, yards, and touchdowns as well. It's just fantastic. Side note, I love that he is Johnny Johnson III, gets to wear number three. I don't know if he'll make it in the NFL or whatever, but you should be able to make an exception for him that he continues to wear number three. It's perfect. JJ3 is lit.
It's lit!
Next up, USC quarterback Kedon Slovis is lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy, Scott, because it's lit!
Hey, there was a lot on the line. If Utah slipped up either last Saturday or next and USC wins, Trojans win the South. But Slovis in the passing game hit a gear never before seen in the storied history of Trojan football. The true freshman who started the season as the backup to JT Daniels, 37 of 47, 515 yards, 4 TDs, no picks. Huh. He becomes the first USC quarterback to surpass that mark. Broke Matt Barkley's record of 493. And by the way, talk about spreading the wealth. Four different USC receivers passed the 100-yard mark, led by their number four guy, Drake London, with 142. The USC air raid lit.
It's lit!
Two more names, two more minutes, got to move fast. Derrick Henry, welcome to Henry season, is lit.
It's lit!
No one loves November and December football like Derrick Henry does. Seriously, look at his number. September and October, TD Henry has 9 career touchdowns, 47 yards a game. In November and December, 22 career touchdowns, averaging 68 yards a game. Of his top four games, all of them came after Week 11, including the 158 and two touchdowns he had yesterday, including one of his vintage runs of just running over people almost intentionally. He is the biggest, scariest, fastest dude on the field. You could not pay me enough money to be out there to try and tackle him. Welcome to Henry season. Look out. Dude is lit.
It's lit!
San Francisco 49ers, lit.
It's lit!
You know, it really hasn't been that long since they were contenders. They lost the 2011 NFC title game, lost the Super Bowl the next year, lost the 2013 NFC title game. Harbaugh left, they slipped up a little bit, then enter Kyle Shanahan, Jimmy Garoppolo in as a quarterback. Then, of course, this tenacious, playmaking, pocket-crashing defense constructed by defensive coordinator Robert Saleh, who started his career in the Big Ten at Michigan State, was an assistant on the Seahawks Super Bowl winning team, and they feature two ducks up front, Arik Armstead, Defoe Buckner, and they are just abusing people. Most recently, Aaron Rodgers and the Pack last night. They are now the top seed in the NFC, healthy and rolling. 49ers are lit.
It's lit!
Last one. I can hear the band. They're coming, Steve. The band is out at the remote. Chase Young, playing like a man literally on fire, is lit.
It's lit!
I'm not sure who told the NCAA about the loan that he took a couple years back, but Chase Young played like he knew somebody on Penn State told the NCAA trying to make sure that he didn't play against them. He missed two games this year already against Maryland and Rutgers, and he probably could have put up 19 sacks. I mean, if he played like he did against Penn State against those teams, I don't know if they would have even had positive yards. He's setting incredible records at Ohio State. He's looking like the best defensive player to come out of that school, and both Bosa brothers went there, and they are torturing the NFL already. Good luck to the rest of the NFL whenever he shows up for whatever team he shows up next week. He's lit.
It's lit!